Hello and welcome back, or welcome to an episode of Surrender, a podcast of soul chats and guided meditations. My name is Frandasia Williams, and those who know my soul call me Franny. And I host this podcast so I can continue a dialogue of connection and connectivity, and so that we can feel like we are among like minds as we journey through healing, because healing is a journey. It is not a wake up and I'm there experience. It's wake up and see where we're at every day experience. And so here's another day on the journey. So I'm happy to have you. If you are wanting to stay connected with me, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Guided Surrender, and you can also visit guidedsurrender.com. I am a certified yoga teacher. I also teach meditations, and I host soul chats on Instagram on Sundays at 8. It's a bi-weekly schedule, just like this podcast is a bi-weekly schedule. So if you would like to stay connected, there are ways to stay connected, and I'll be happy to stay in touch with you. So thank you for joining me, and let's get to it today. So I want to have a conversation about vulnerability today. We're going to have a soul chat, a heart-to-heart about vulnerability. Even saying the word is a little hard for me. Vulnerability. I can honestly admit I hate being vulnerable. I hate it. I'm learning to love it, but it is a very vulnerable place for me to be. And recently I realized I'm really, really good at talking about what I've been through. It's a little bit harder for me to put words and expression and confidence and boldness behind what I'm going through. And as we journey through healing, because it's a journey, it's a day-by-day experience, there is no wake up and it's all solved. It's wake up today and see where you're at. It's be with yourself. Face yourself. It's look in the mirror. And being someone who is a practitioner of healing, it doesn't make me exempt from the healing journey. I'm healing too. And one of the things that I'm always mindful of not doing, or one of the things I always try to be mindful of, is I don't ever want to put out an image or content or anything that would make it seem like I'm not going through it too. Like some things aren't hard for me too. And it's not all joy and roses. It's not all conversations about abundance and unexpected good. It is sometimes hard for me too. And recently I was under what I consider a spiritual attack. And it's when you just have these like random bouts of just sadness, or these feelings that you've been working through are just really powerful that day, and you just feel kind of knocked off your feet with it. And I had one recently in an area that I'm very vulnerable. And for me, I was talking to a friend about it, and I was like, it's really, really hard for me to be vulnerable and to be honest and to speak about how I have these experiences and these bouts of loneliness. Like where I'm surrounded by love and people and joy, and there's something in me that will just feel very lonely. And I don't know why those things happen to me or why those attacks happen to me. I'm on the journey though. And when I was allowing myself to just move through it, I came to the realization, you know, I'm still human. I may be powerful and magnificent and beautiful and abundant, and I'm all these beautiful things, and I'm also human. And I'm not exempt from the journey. And I too get frustrated when my manifestations are not happening quick enough. I am such a beginning and end person. I am working on the middle. I am such a millennial in that way. I'm working through the process. Process is ugly, and it's tattered, and it's disgusting. And it's the part we really just want to hide, because the world doesn't see process. Instagram is not process. Instagram is a production, and you see the final show. Your entire life, your entire being, your healing journey, that's all process. And not all parts of it are things that you want to talk about openly and say or feel. And yet, those are the things that are probably the most significant parts of your journey. The area where I am healing and the most vulnerable is the thing that will actually push me through the next stage of my journey. It's the access door. It's the access point. It's the thing that you're avoiding typically that is the thing that gives you freedom. So it brought me to want to ask you about your vulnerability. Is it something that you at times have a hard time with? Is it something that you too hide? And I know as a woman of color, I know as a Black woman, I've always been taught to hide my feelings, to not cry, to not show emotion, to be a beast, to be magical, to be strong. So much so that I felt the need to hold up myself and everyone around me, and I would not allow myself to crack because I didn't want to look weak. And that is such a lie that we tell ourselves, that being vulnerable is weakness. Being vulnerable is actually strength. You know how much strength it takes to show that you are hurting and to say it and to be honest about it? That is strength. That takes courage. It is easier to lie because you don't have to face the truth. And to say and to stand in your vulnerability and admit, I am not okay today. To cry. And to not even sometimes find a reason for why you're doing it. You might be good. You're just emotional. You're just crying. Emotional should not have a negative connotation. It's just a state of being. Just like joy is a state of being. Being excited is a state of being. Being sad is a state of being. Our body responds to them and reacts to them all in the same way. We just put different words to them. You being emotional is not weakness. You being vulnerable is not weakness. It's actually where your strength lies. It's where your beauty lies. So as I'm on my journey towards being more honest and being more vulnerable, not just with myself, but with others, and letting the parts of myself that I'm learning to be more proud of show, I'd like to go on that journey with you. I'd like to grab your hand. Let's walk through it together. Let me know the areas where you are working on being more vulnerable. What truth do you need to tell to set yourself free? And what are your feelings around vulnerability? Is it something that you feel like you have to work on? Is it something that comes easy to you? Or is it something that is a task and you are working on? I'd love to know. And most of all, I'd love to say me too. I'm working on it. And the areas where I'm most vulnerable happen to be the same areas where I manifest the most. And one thing that we know about manifestation is it doesn't come from a place of lack or desperation or need. It comes from a place of gratitude, a place of saying, I'm good here. I would love if this would also happen here, but I'm good here. And so recently I was catching myself going against that. You don't have to beg for the things that you want. You don't have to make them a need. You're not living in lack. You already have them all. You're overflowing in them all. It's just in the moments where you are under spiritual attack or feeling vulnerable, it's just a little harder to find the joy in the process. But it is a process, and you are moving through it, and that's okay. And that's a day-by-day thing, and I encourage you, just like I'm encouraging myself, to take your time. I am working on patience. I never used to pray for it because I never wanted to be tested in it. And now it's the main thing that's showing up in my life on repeat is patience. So in solidarity, let's be patient with one another as we manifest the beautiful things in our life from the most vulnerable places of our hearts. I'm with you. I love you. I'm grateful for you. And I hope you can join me on Sunday this week for a soul chat that I'm having on vulnerability, so we can have this conversation in real time. And if you are visiting past the date of the release of this podcast, then you can find it on my Instagram and my IG videos. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose, holding at the top, exhale it all out. That's your breath break for today. Move through a few more of those at your own pace. Be with yourself. And allow yourself to feel vulnerable right now. Allow it to come out. Allow it to move through you. And do it knowing that you're strong and that you're proud of you. With love. See you next time. Bye.